Hello, everyone. Welcome to another fantastic episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this episode is all about love. Love, love, love. More specifically, stuff that I love. Because, well, this is my show. This week, I'm talking about my love of candy, and more to the point, very realistic and Star Wars-shaped sugary treats, my love of memes and air signatures in particular, and my love of nerdy giveaways. So you might have heard that since the U.S. government would not agree to consider a petition to build a Death Star, that a Kickstarter campaign has been set up to fund said Deathly Star project. But did you know that you can own your very own Death Star? And you can consume it too? Instead of the real Death Star, which kind of consumes you on a conceptual level. Anyway, I have a special geeky Valentine's Day gift idea for you, courtesy of our ever-popular Fresh Bites column. It's the Death Star Lollipop. Etsy store Designer Lollipops has unveiled a new line of Death Star candy treats. These bad boys only come in marshmallow flavor, which is a tad bit of a bummer. But on the other hand, these lollipops really do look like mini Death Stars. Apparently, they are made in a special handcrafted mold, are made to order, and six of these bad boys will only cost you $13. Whether it's a wife, husband, or geeky podcast host, they will love you forever with the gift of these awesome lollipops. Or at least until the last Death Star is gone. Check out the link below the player on this week's page to go directly to the Designer Lollipop Etsy site. All right, it's time for the second thing that I love. Memes. It's true. I love me some memes. Well, this week my guest is Brian Hoadley, president of Movia. Brian and I are going to get into the nitty-gritty details of the Movia lab, and Brian gives me a demonstration on how their air signature technology works. Trust me, it's super cool. My guest today is Brian Hoadley, president of Movia Incorporated.
Thank you, Amelia, for having me in today.
Okay, so first off, for my audience who doesn't know, what do you guys do?
So Movia makes motion sensing and data fusion software, firmware, IP, for a variety of different markets, including sports equipment, fitness, wellness, additional digital television, and then mobile, tablet, smartphone markets.
Okay. I read in a press release that something about the chemistry of smart fusion. Tell me more about that.
We develop algorithms at a core level that we can then merge together into what we call these our smart fusion atoms.
Okay.
That we can then fuse together into a variety of different smart fusion elements for different end user applications. So what we are able to do is we've created our table of smart fusion atoms.
Okay.
Say 65 or 70 of those atoms, fuse different atoms together through our proprietary tools called our Movia Lab. And then we make various elements from, say, a tennis racket motion or a golf club swing or an interaction with a television or an interaction with a mobile device.
Mm-hmm.
And by merging different atoms in different ways, we get from those 65 or 70 atoms, we get tens of thousands of elements, of
wow.
motion elements.
Okay. So you guys have been really in depth with the immersive user experience. Tell me about your advances in that in particular.
So what we're envisioning and working on is really giving the user a much more immersive way to interact with either their television, their sports equipment, their mobile device, so that you get a lot more value. And instead of pointing and clicking, as an example, or single channel at a time, by using motion, you could scroll through. Say, if you move just a little bit, it scrolls through slowly, but as you move further over, it scrolls through much faster. So you can go from panning through hundreds of channels at a time and just by motion go down and slow down and hone in on that one channel you want for your football game or for whatever you want to watch. And that's just a one way to be more user-friendly, more immersive, really taking advantage of motion into an interactive way to interact with TV.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, you can do more immersive technologies and ways to interact with your smartphone using motion, say, for example, using air signatures or gestures up, down, left, right, back, all in air, can be a much more immersive way to navigate through your user interface or to play a video game, a casual game on your smartphone or your tablet.
So let's touch upon something you just talked about, the Air Signature. You showed me a really cool demo just a couple minutes ago. Tell my audience more about this Air Signature.
Air Signature is a more advanced gesture. And what it allows you to do is, instead of logging into your smartphone, your television, to use a gesture in the air to be able to log that in, say it's for security or parental controls, mm-hmm. or allowing different users to log into their own user interface. And so if I do one signature in the air, say I'm doing three circles, and it recognizes one person.
Very cool.
And then if I move up and down three times,
welcome, Sean Mo.
It recognized a different person. But then if I do something crazy in the air, it says on it unknown gesture because it didn't recognize the user. And it's really, I have a young son who looks at my phone and immediately recognizes my greasy finger pattern on my phone and knows how to log into my phone. And then he plays video games on it. And maybe I don't want that.
Right.
So if I have my own signature, he probably couldn't pick that up.
I love that. That is very, very cool. Okay, Brian, how about an off-the-cuff question? Some people, although they're not chefs, they have one signature dish. What's the one signature dish that you can make?
The one signature dish. So what we believe is, with our technology and our IP, we're going to be able, through data fusion, to make a very contextually aware user experience with your smartphone and your tablet. We're going to be merging in sensor information, we're going to be merging in cloud data, we're going to be merging in map matching, biomechanical modeling, and that secret sauce that we're going to be able to do is going to change the way we interact with our smartphones and our tablets in the future.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today.
And thank you too. It was a pleasure.
What's another thing I love? Chalk Talks, that's what. And folks, I know you love them too. If you haven't noticed already, I have released a slew of awesome Chalk Talk episodes in the last couple weeks. Interested in eliminating batteries altogether from your next embedded design? Of course you are. Check out Maximizing Battery Life with TI's Wolverine Technology. We may be getting a lot closer to eliminating batteries than you think. Or maybe you're looking to update your UVM knowledge base. Or maybe you didn't even know what UVM is. Little hint here, it's Universal Verification Methodology. And you should learn about it. Either way. Never fear, we've got you covered. You can hear me chat with Jerry Kaczynski of Aldeck about this very thing. We sort through the myriad of anagrams, sift through the piles of acronyms, and come out on top. Relatively unscathed. UVM doesn't have to be scary, really. Check out my Chalk Talk entitled Verification Methodologies Made Easy. And of course, links to both broadcasts are on this week's page. And yes, everyone, it's time for one more thing that I love, my nerdy giveaway. This week, I'm extending my giveaway of the MSP430 Launchpad Evaluation Kit, courtesy of Texas Instruments. You really need one of these kits, so you can enter TI's MCU Booster Pack Design Challenge, which, by the way, we talked about in last week's Fish Fry episode. Go check it out. Before I talk more about this kit, I just want to say that I really want a Fish Fry listener to win the TI Challenge. I brag all the time about how smart and talented my Fish Fry audience is. It's time for you guys to throw down. Okay, a little bit about this super cool kit. The MSP430 Launchpad Kit features onboard emulation, which means you can program and debug your projects without the need of additional tools. All pins of the MSP430G2 device are fanned out for easy access. These pins make it easy to plug in a 20-pin booster pack that adds additional functionality, like wireless, capacitive touch, and more. This kit includes an MSP-EXP430G2 launch pad, an MSP430G2-55-3 microcontroller with demo code, a MSP430G2-452 microcontroller, a mini USB cable, quick start guide, and 32 kHz external crystal. If you want this kit for your very own, just let me know your thoughts on today's show in the box below the player on this week's page. Oh, and let me know that you want the kit too, of course. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of February 8th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.